Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Extra Yard by Mike Lupica. Read by Keith Knobs.
Chapter 1. Teddy Madden felt better about himself than he ever had before, even though he was scared out of his mind. He was starting eighth grade next week, but he wasn't scared about starting another year in school. He was actually excited about that. He was scared about football. In 2 days, he had tryouts for the Walton Wildcats, a new football team for the best kids his age, even though he had never played a game of organized football before. He kept telling himself he was in the best shape of his life. In the past, he joked that he had no shape, other than maybe a blob. He had a good attitude about sports for the first time. That was thanks to his friend, Jack Callahan. It was Jack who'd nominated himself last spring to become Teddy's personal trainer. Jack basically told Teddy he was going to get in shape or else. Teddy hated the workouts at first, but slowly he came to like them and then love them. Mostly he loved the way they made him feel good about himself. Before then, he just figured self-esteem was for somebody else's self. Not anymore. Teddy felt good, and not just about being in this kind of shape. He and Jack weren't just teammates. They were friends. They were boys. Teddy thought of himself as a whole new kid, Teddy Madden 2.0. So maybe it figured he would have new friends too, like Jack and Gus Morales and Cassie Bennett. Cassie was the star of girls' sports in Walton the way Jack was for boys. Once Teddy started to get himself into shape, a lot of things began to happen, both in sports and in his life. For one thing, he ended up the catcher on the Walton baseball team, the Rays, which had made it all the way to the United States final of the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Everybody on the team would always think they would have won the final if Jack had been able to pitch. But the Rays needed him in the semifinal, where he'd pitched a one-hitter in beating a team from Toledo. In the final, the Rays fell behind 7-1. They came all the way back to tie before losing in the bottom of the last inning to a pretty great team from Las Vegas. Because of the way they had come back, though, they left Williamsport feeling as if they'd won something. Teddy was pretty sure that in Walton, people who'd watch their games on ESPN would always remember the near no-hitter Jack had pitched and that big comeback against Las Vegas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?